Welcome to the ADAA podcast about stress reduction. Today we're talking with Dr. Patricia Gerbarg of New York Medical College and Dr. Richard Brown of Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. Let me start with the first question. What are effective ways to reduce stress quickly?
Breathing is one of the most powerful, effective ways to reduce stress. And we like patients not only to find place of less stress, but peace of mind and wellness and being the most they can be.
What about over the long term? What does it take?
I would say first the person needs to learn the practices, which if their therapist knows how to teach them in the office may take only 15 or 20 minutes. If they have more severe conditions, severe post-traumatic stress disorder or multiple diagnoses, it may be better for them to do a more intense course of at least 2 days of doing breath practices. And then generally, if they, over the next 1 to 3 months, do 20 minutes once or twice a day, they will improve tremendously, and it gets better and better after that.
So I just wanted to say a word about stress. You know, I think these are particularly stressful times with the economy down and all the uncertainty. And what happens is that people worry a lot, and worrying burns energy. And so just at the time when people have to have more energy to cope with more problems and challenges in life, they're worrying and burning up their energy. And so when too much energy is burned up and not replaced, people become depressed, and they become really anxious and are worrying, and then it's a sort of a vicious cycle. So what we try to encourage people to do, number one, is to understand this and to be especially aware of doing things that replenish and recharge their energy during challenging times. So that would include getting adequate rest, good nutrition, regular exercise, spending time with people you care about, being with people, sharing a meal. These things actually do restore our energy, and we find that the breathing is a wonderful way to reduce worry. It can turn off the worry part of the mind, save a lot of energy, and it also actually boosts the part of the nervous system that replenishes our energy supplies. So using good breath practices can be an important part of a total package for people to keep their energy up even when the economy is down.
And how exactly does breathing help reduce anxiety?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of research about that, and there are different theories. What we believe, based on the science that we've seen and our observation of people, is that breathing is a portal into what's called the autonomic nervous system. That's the part of the nervous system that controls all of our automatic functions, breathing, respiration, digestion. And it turns out that through this autonomic nervous system, a special nerve called the vagus nerve, the body is constantly sending messages to the brain, telling it the state of the internal part of the body. And whatever these messages are affect how our emotions are and how our brain works and how we perceive the world. Most of these functions are automatic. We can't control our heart rate just by thinking about it, but we can control our respiratory pattern. It's the only autonomic function that we can voluntarily control. So it provides a portal of entry where we can change the messages our body is sending to our brain, and that can change the way our emotions and our mind are working.
As a patient, do I have to practice regularly, or can I do breath practices as needed?
People do it either way. Some people just do the breath practices when they're feeling tense, stressed, or anxious as a way to restore a calm state. But we suggest people do at least 20 minutes, if possible, in the morning every day. And that really reconditions. It's like retraining a muscle. You have to recondition your nervous system to tolerate stress and remain in balance.
And as a patient, we always want a guarantee that this will work. Can you reassure people that if they follow this 20 minutes a day practice, that they will see some results?
Well, there's nothing in life that has a 100% guarantee, unfortunately, and there's nothing in life that has absolutely no potential side effects. So having said that, we do find in our practices that all of our people who come to us, and most of them have significant emotional challenges since we're both psychiatrists, that people even with significant emotional challenges find that it is not difficult. They can learn these practices in the office, and the first time that they do them, within 5 or 10 minutes, experience significant state of calmness and relief. So I would say most people should be able to learn this and get some benefit. And of course, other people will get more benefit if they do it more regularly.
And they can do it on and off all day. And one of the great things about teaching breathing now is my younger patients, for example, can put a CD track to cue them to do their breathing on an iPod. And they end up, instead of struggling to do 20 minutes a day, they'll often end up doing it 45 minutes or an hour and a half a day. So they're much better in a short time. It's really a matter of practice. I mean, what we see is virtually everybody responds in the short term. So the harder thing is helping people do it as a regular thing and becoming aware of their breathing and what that's telling them about their stress. And with the electronic aids we have these days, it's a whole lot easier.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Gerbarg and Dr. Brown. This is Jean Kaplan-Tigro for ADAA. Welcome to the ADAA podcast about stress reduction. Today we're talking with Dr. Patricia Gerbarg of New York Medical College and Dr. Richard Brown of Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. Let me start with the first question. What are effective ways to reduce stress quickly?
Breathing is one of the most powerful, effective ways to reduce stress. And we like patients not only to find a place of less stress, but peace of mind and wellness and being the most they can be.
What about over the long term? What does it take?
I would say first the person needs to learn the practices, which if their therapist knows how to teach them in the office may take only 15 or 20 minutes. If they have more severe conditions, severe post-traumatic stress disorder, or multiple diagnoses, it may be better for them to do a more intense course of at least 2 days of doing breath practices. And then generally, if they, over the next 1 to 3 months, do 20 minutes once or twice a day, they will improve tremendously, and it gets better and better after that.
So I just wanted to say a word about stress. You know, I think these are particularly stressful times with the economy down and all the uncertainty. And what happens is that people worry a lot, and worrying burns energy. And so just at the time when people have to have more energy to cope with more problems and challenges in life, they're worrying and burning up their energy. And so when too much energy is burned up and not replaced, people become depressed and they become really anxious and are worrying, and then it's a sort of a vicious cycle. So what we try to encourage people to do, number one, is to understand this and to be especially aware of doing things that replenish and recharge their energy during challenging times. So that would include getting adequate rest, good nutrition, regular exercise, spending time with people you care about, being with people, sharing a meal. These things actually do restore our energy, and we find that the breathing is a wonderful way to reduce worry. It can turn off the worry part of the mind, save a lot of energy, and it also actually boosts the part of the nervous system that replenishes our energy supplies. So using good breath practices can be an important part of a total package for people to keep their energy up even when the economy is down.
And how exactly does breathing help reduce anxiety?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of research about that, and there are different theories. What we believe, based on the science that we've seen and our observation of people, is that breathing is a portal into what's called the autonomic nervous system. That's the part of the nervous system that controls all of our automatic functions, breathing, respiration, digestion. And it turns out that through this autonomic nervous system, a special nerve called the vagus nerve, the body is constantly sending messages to the brain, telling it the state of the internal part of the body. And whatever these messages are affect how our emotions are and how our brain works and how we perceive the world. Most of these functions are automatic. We can't control our heart rate just by thinking about it, but we can control our respiratory pattern. It's the only autonomic function that we can voluntarily control. So it provides a portal of entry where we can change the messages our body is sending to our brain, and that can change the way our emotions and our mind are working.
As a patient, do I have to practice regularly, or can I do breath practices as needed?
People do it either way. Some people just do the breath practices when they're feeling tense, stressed, or anxious as a way to restore a calm state. But we suggest people do at least 20 minutes, if possible, in the morning every day. And that really reconditions. It's like retraining a muscle. You have to recondition your nervous system to tolerate stress and remain in balance.
And as a patient, we always want a guarantee that this will work. Can you reassure people that if they follow this 20 minutes a day practice, that they will see some results?
Well, there's nothing in life that has a 100% guarantee, unfortunately, and there's nothing in life that has absolutely no potential side effects. So having said that, we do find in our practices that all of our people who come to us, and most of them have significant emotional challenges since we're both psychiatrists, that people even with significant emotional challenges find that it is not difficult. They can learn these practices in the office, and the first time that they do them, within 5 or 10 minutes, experience significant state of calmness and relief. So I would say most people should be able to learn this and get some benefit. And, of course, other people will get more benefit if they do it more regularly.
And they can do it on and off all day. And one of the great things about teaching breathing now is my younger patients, for example, can put a CD track to cue them to do their breathing on an iPod. And they end up, instead of struggling to do 20 minutes a day, they'll often end up doing it 45 minutes or an hour and a half a day. So they're much better in a short time. It's really a matter of practice. I mean, what we see is virtually everybody responds in the short term. So the harder thing is helping people do it as a regular thing and becoming aware of their breathing and what that's telling them about their stress. And with the electronic aids we have these days, it's a whole lot easier.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Gerbarg and Dr. Brown. This is Jean Kaplan-Tigro for ADAA.
Thank you.